Now, lads, I had a go at a bit of cooking and getting ready for the autumn, you know. I want to try and start eating better food. I'm of an age now to be a bit more conscious of these things. So I made lamb stew last week out of one of you very kindly about 10 years ago sent me a home economics book. So I've been taking out recipes from it to learn to make stuff. I made a bloody good chicken curry last week. Not bad at all. And because I love seeing the vegetables coming out of the basket and everything, and then cutting them up. And the lamb stew was great, but there was something not quite right. I'm not quite sure what it was. And I used stock, which was kind of like lamb. I might seriously don't make food, but just the lamb bones, whatever, the stock. But I think I needed something else to give it a kick now. And I might call my friends in Clifton and Mitchell's and ask them, what do they put in their stew that I love so much? There's something that it needs. Anyone, 51552. What is the kick in a lamb stew I need just to make it that little bit special? Did a homemade pizza. That was okay. Bit doughy, though. Needed to be flatter. I needed to roll the pin a bit flatter. But it's good. It's nice to be eating fresher types of food. Made a pavlova, too. I'm sure you're fascinated by all of this, but I just wanted to share that with you. Isn't it funny what gets you going? It's lamb stew. I mean, we talk about all sorts of intensely serious things and issues and social discussion, but then really many of you really want to get involved in the lamb stew. I mean, I just mentioned in passing that I had to go with the lamb stew, but there was something missing. Okay, let's take a flavour of them. Yeah, did you put enough salt and pepper, black pepper in it? And did you fry the lamb in the butter first? Yes. Yes to all of those, I think, in fairness. Ryan, to finish it a little. Use lots of leeks. Yeah, that's what's missing. Fresh rosemary, garlic and butter, flat leaf parsley. Yeah, used a lot of that. Yeah, add bouillon, vegetable stock. Sorry, that's new to me. To my lamb stew. Bit of a tablespoon, it works so well to add a kick. That could be it. Thank you for that. If you add a dash Lee and Perrins Worcester sauce to any stew, a casserole tastes like heaven. Thank you. Carol, you first use lamb on the bone, yeah, and then leek and potato soup as a base. Good Lord, that's getting complicated. And morning, right, if you ever make a beef stew, add a teaspoon of curry powder. I heard about that, yeah, thanks, Jerry. And Worcester sauce has Noreen as well, really. And then another says, when you were putting the bones on to boil, add a roughly high chopped onion to the pot, a few cloves, black pepper, bay leaves, soup spoon, sea salt, and it mirrors the minerals in our own bodies. God, it's just trying to make a stew. 51552, that's good. Keep it simple for the tips, by the way. You're dealing with complete, like, you've got to think fourth year school boy. Now you have it. That's where I'm at in my cooking abilities and head. And that's probably getting ahead of myself. White pepper. That's more stew talk. Half a cup of coffee in your stew. Come on. I'm not going to put that in the guy. I couldn't even get a coffee kick off the lamb stew. Don't eat it the day you make it, says Philip Pa. It stews. Stews always taste much better. So much better eaten the day after. Okay. I'll try that this week or next. Thank you for all the tips.